Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We go around the AFC North coming up at 9. Zach Jackson joins us right now. Hello.
Lima called me on Saturday and asked me to come to the tailgate, but I told him no.
Why?
We don't got time. We got football to talk.
Oh. Whoa. Tough talking Zach Jackson. Wow. All right, Lima, take it away.
All right, Zach, we have a ton of Brown stuff. Just real quickly, because we've got to get this out of the way. Ryan Day, job in jeopardy? Let's go.
No. Ryan Day will leave Ohio State when he wants to take a challenge in the NFL. Until then, he's fine.
All right, fair enough.
Well,
Coombs, on the other hand.
Is it Combs or Coombs?
Yeah, it's Combs. Yeah. And, yeah, it's been a struggle. I mean, this is what you sign up for, though, right? Everybody expects them to win. I mean, they couldn't sell tickets to the game, right? Because everybody's spoiled and just expects them to roll, and they have all these great players. Well, Oregon had some good players, too. And the defense was out of position, and the quarterback looked like a freshman. I mean, it snowballed on them real quick. But it's just, going back to last year, the Alabama game, nobody was going to stop them, right? Not even Greg Williams was going to stop that Alabama offense. So, but the heat was on Combs, and it didn't look good on Saturday, admittedly.
Is Greg Williams in the running for the USC job?
Well, if he wants it, yeah. I mean, the thing about Greg is he gets so many offers that he's going to just spend a lot of time just whittling them down.
He's got to lose track of
them in a couple months.
He really does.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you really do when you're him, for sure.
All right, Zach Jackson, join us on the hotline. All right, let's get to what transpired before we get to the outlook on the season, and if that's changed at all, what transpired on Sunday. We always spend time doing the blame game and all of that. I thought there was so much to like about that game. Yeah, I'm not happy with the way they closed it, but I feel like it's a long season, and I'm not losing my mind over it, and I don't think a lot of Browns fans were, Zach.
I'm always concerned when I agree with you, but I agree with you. I came in thinking the Browns would play well. I came in thinking the Browns were a pretty good team that's behind the Chiefs. I think the game plan, right, the execution for 50 minutes, and even though the defense struggled, I mean, you just have to tip your cap to these guys and realize there's only one of them. I saw upgrades, right? Just watching the defenders, even when they were chasing sometimes, I saw upgrades from last year. And I think internally they would have always told you we need 3 or 4 or hopefully not 6 or 8 weeks to get things figured out defensively. So, like, even the one they didn't block, Clowney, he got back there real quickly. A couple other times he did get blocked. Keegan and Miles got back there real quickly. Like, when they play real human quarterbacks and not Patrick Mahomes, they are going to be headaches in a big way.
So did this game show that the Browns have closed the gap with the Chiefs?
Ken, I don't know. I don't know that. I heard you say yesterday that if they played 10 times that the Browns would win 40%. And even by your standards, that's an egregious lie. But the big thing is they only have to win one, and they can do that. They went score for score with them in the first half. They didn't get stopped. And, in the second half, it wasn't like the old Browns where you just thought the talent was overwhelming. I think the Browns made some mistakes. I think the Chiefs do have overwhelming talent in certain areas. And the Browns flat out had 3 or 5 chances to make a play and didn't. They made those in the first half. So it's going to go back through Arrowhead, barring something crazy. And it is only week 2, so it's not you know, it's not just something crazy is going to happen. A lot's going to change. But I think when you look at the offensive firepower, the coaching, and the defensive pieces, and knowing because they've played their last eight quarters of football against that team, yeah, I think there's a chance that the Browns can win, you know, if and when there's another date in January.
Zach Jackson joining us on the show, admitting that he listens to the show when he's not on. Baker Mayfield, did he prove he was worth the money yesterday?
Baker Mayfield.
You okay? What was that breathing there, buddy?
Baker Mayfield was really good for three quarters. He's going to have a big season. I think the Browns trust him with a lot of things and know that he's going to play well. I'm not going to overly dwell on the end, but he needs to make those plays. That's how he's going to be remembered. That's how this team is going to be defined, by winning those games, by finishing those games. And there's going to be a lot of circumstances. And, you know, we sit here and talk about defense and we worry about kicker, right? And, you know, is Jedrick Wills okay? And when's Odell coming? But the bottom line is, next time they're trailing in the fourth quarter and they don't win, there's going to be one subject on your show, right? That's just what it's going to be. And this team is good enough to win the division and host at least one playoff game, right, and get far. The lofty goals are real. They're going to have to be better in the fourth quarter. It's not just Baker. It's everybody, right? So, you know, he has to do it. Is he good enough? Is he going to get the money? Yes. 95% sure he's going to get it. He's going to be this. But are you ever going to beat Patrick Mahomes? I don't know.
Well, let's talk about what happened there, the final few drives, because obviously the offense was humming. They got behind the sticks, first down sack. It was just a disastrous sequence leading to the botched punt. Conklin just got totally beat. That's going to happen occasionally. I know the offensive line made it seem like Baker's never going to get touched again the way they finished the season last year. But the reality is it's really hard to just protect on every snap for an entire stretch during a game, especially against a real competitive team. Did you have any problem with the play calling there? Did you have any problem with the fact they just didn't continue, weren't able to continue going to Chubb? I mean, they were averaging almost 9 yards per play on offense.
Yeah, and they did. I think the second to last drive, I think they started with Chubb, right? I mean, Jack Conklin is a top six player on this team. He had one bad play, right? There's the throw to Schwartz, which I think Schwartz has to catch that ball. You know, there's another time. I mean, the Browns are really good with the pre-snap motion and shifting to get the look they want. They get an illegal shift. So instead of second and seven, it's first and 15. You know, they pick up 11 yards on first and 15. Should have been a first down. It's not. You know, they have a negative play, and then they're up against it. So this is Baker's great frontier. Third and six, third and eight, when play action isn't a factor, right? And the Chiefs did make adjustments in the second half. So I think it's a lot of things, Anthony. You know, when you look at the stat sheet, 15 carries for Chubb seems light, but watching the game, I didn't think that it was light. I think there's a plan for using those guys. I think they use them well. I think they complement one another well. You know, I can't point to one thing. I just, between the penalties, the sack, and guys not making passes or not having a chance to make those catches, I just think that the Chiefs outplayed the Browns over the last 7 or 8 minutes.
All right, there was some discussion on our show, not the day after, but 2 days after, when some fans were like, I don't think Baker was really throwing the ball away. I think he just made a bad decision. Does it matter to you either way? And were you buying what the explanation was? Obviously, we're going to hear from Baker later today again.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter because it happened, right? I mean, watching the play live, I definitely saw the guy hit his foot or ankle or both. I mean, he twisted his body that way. It's hard to say because he wasn't throwing it away in the sense of you go back and it's, oh, crap, there's nothing there, right? Like, he beat the first rush and he stepped up into the pocket where that guy was diving at him. So he did turn to his own sideline, which is generally where you want to throw it away. But Harrison Bryant just wasn't open, and Mike Hughes was right there and made the proper play on the ball. So, I don't necessarily like him going on Twitter to defend that and whatever, but it is what it is. And I just think that Stefanski and Baker are really good together. And eventually, I think, you know, I'm not writing it off. I just think this is part of the process, and we all have to understand that the regular season doesn't end until January 9th. So here on September 15th, there's a long, long way to go.
I'm sorry, I misinterpreted you. Did you say Baker defended it on social media?
I was told that he did, yeah.
I just heard him say it. And you're talking about the throwaway, right?
Yeah, someone said that he was out there retweeting people that said he was clearly throwing it away.
Well, I got nothing here.
Like I said, this is in the 3 hours after the game, Ken. So I'm podcasting and I'm writing. I'm not seeing anything.
Yeah.
So someone sent that to me. That's all.
Well,
so.
Either way, it's a nice transition to Odell and his tweet yesterday. Bull thought that the animal was a lion. Dustin thought it was a tiger. Interesting that show is called The Animal House. It was actually a cheetah that was not racing the dogs. When will we see Odell Beckham Jr.? Because I think we talked to you last week about this, and you were like, it's not a certain that he's going to be able to play on Sunday. And that raised some alarms, and here we are.
Yeah, you know, it was never certain, but I thought that he was going to play, you know, when it came down to it, if we would have talked last, you know, the 48 or 72 hours before the game. So I don't know. He hasn't talked to the media. I understand when Stefanski's vague about it because it's gamesmanship and it's strategy. But, like, we watched him, and there doesn't seem to be any reservations other than the fact that he's still 10 months. So I can't give you any insight. I mean, I saw the tweet. You know, Anthony knows there's going to be a video eventually. I don't know what animal was in the tweet. I'm glad I don't work for Pro Football Talk anymore, so I don't have to spend three posts trying to interpret, you know, what that meant. He's itching. He can help. You know, we'll see. I expect the Browns to go on a little run here of the next three games where they should win, right? And they can offensively refine some things, and defensively take some leaps, and they would love to have him. But, you know, again, like, he got hurt, I think, on October 27th or October 30th and had the surgery 2 weeks later. So last weekend was still only 10 months exactly. And Stefanski, the only thing he did more than a vague answer was, right, he referenced snap counts. Basically, I interpreted that, like, if we can't get the 20 or 25 out of him, then we're not going to play him any. And so even when he comes back, I think it's going to be 20 or 25, which is fine. And then you look at getting into November before that changes. So will it be a big deal? And will the stadium already be rocking and all that stuff? And our fans already turn all the way up? Yes. So, you know, when he gets in there, I think it would be nice to have him because, like I said, I think they're going to have some real opportunities these next few weeks to rev up. But, you know, this is all about the second half of the year. And the Browns eventually winning the division. They don't play a division game until the clocks change.
Well, let's talk about the division. AFC North was fascinating, as it usually is. Week one, Joe Burrow orchestrates that overtime victory. It was against Minnesota. The Steelers' offense was dreadful, yet I thought pulled off an impressive victory on the road in Buffalo. And we saw what happened. Just a crazy game. Bad football all the way around with Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. What are your thoughts on the division?
Yeah, I think the Ravens have some really talented pieces, but it looks like they're still trying to find their groove, which is fine in week one. You know, I'm surprised that the Steelers went into Buffalo on one because I think highly of the Bills. I'm not shocked. We know that organization's MO, right? We know that defense is still really, really good. And in Minka and in Watt, they have two absolutely elite players, and they have an established system. So, you know, the Bengals, I just don't know how they're going to block anybody, right? I think Burrow's really good, and I think he, you know, with those young receivers, they got a chance eventually. But, you know, to me, it's the three teams. The Ravens are probably going to be 0-2 because they play Mahomes this week. The Steelers have a chance. I think they have the Raiders than the Bengals, right? So they have a chance to really get some momentum going. You know, it's a long way away. I don't know about the Steelers' offensive line either. I mean, I picked the Browns to win the division because I think flat out the Browns are the most talented team in the division, and I think there's a little bit of a margin there. I really do. So I respect the Ravens organization. Obviously, Marlon Humphrey and Lamar, those guys, they have incredible players who can change games and seasons. But, you know, I think the Browns are going to win the division, and I haven't seen anything in any of the four week one games that made me change my mind on that.
Urban Meyer is just getting ridiculed around every corner. It's just one game. I remind Browns fans, how was Kevin Stefanski after just one game when he came in? With that said, we certainly understand Urban's very different and how he's trying to run things there. What'd you think of the debut? Are people overreacting?
Do you remember back in like April or May when seven guys called off and you had that national show and you had me on and we talked about Urban, his history of bumbling things and looking awful in front of the public and not knowing how to handle defeat or adversity? Or am I the only one that remembers that?
Lima, do you remember?
Well, I'm just is that going to be the whole Urban experience? I mean, Trevor Lawrence is supposed to be pretty good. I saw him make some unbelievable throws in that game.
Yeah, no, I think we all need to be careful about judging anything or anybody in the NFL off of one game. But the Texans are pathetic, right? And Urban's Urban. So, you know, I don't know. It was one game, but the overall direction there and the overall handling of things just raises lots of alarms. And, you know, people have been screaming Bobby Petrino 2.0 since the minute Urban was hired, right?
That ain't good. That's not good for anybody. Zach, we thank you very much. Are you done with the questions, Anthony? Okay, wanted to make sure. Zach, we thank you very much for the time, buddy.
I look forward to talking to you guys again soon.
Absolutely. Zach Jackson on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I'll see Zach today over in Berea. I'm sure he's looking forward to it.
But if the Browns don't lose again for a while, which is what we all hope, when do we have Zach on next?
We can't just have Zach on anytime the Browns lose. Okay, that's not how that works. 9 o'clock, we go around the AFC North. Coming up next, there's an appropriate time and a place, and it was not after losing to Jacksonville State. Who, what, I'll explain next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.